With vaccination requirements, we can also, as you heard from Minister Gan just now, ease the default work-from-home arrangements. So from 1st January onwards, we will allow up to 50% of those who can work from home return to their offices for work purposes. And we will also allow work-related events to take place. But we are now considering to remove the concession for unvaccinated persons to return to their work site with a negative test. Earlier, when we put in place the workplace vaccination requirements, we had this concession that if you are unvaccinated, you can still go back to the office subject to a negative test. We are considering to remove this concession, but it does have implications for employers and workers, and that's why we are consulting and discussing with our tripartite partners on this particular move. And we will provide more details when the arrangements are finalized. With these series of measures, we are effectively enhancing and strengthening our VDS measures. And that means that across a whole range of different settings, whether it's activities, events, indoor premises, workplaces, there will be more restrictions on unvaccinated persons. Because unvaccinated persons are at risk, should they get infected, there will be severe consequences and we have to protect them. For vaccinated persons, well, these settings, they will be permitted to go to these settings or take part in these different activities and events. But as you heard from Minister Ong just now, the definition of a fully vaccinated person will eventually be updated to include the boosters. I've described some of the additional measures we are putting in place to prepare for the Omicron variant, but at the end of the day, personal responsibility remains crucial. So please stay disciplined, cooperate fully with all the SMMs, and get into the habit of self-testing regularly, especially if you are planning to go for a large-scale event, going out to meet your elderly parents, or even going out to visit some a friend in a home where there may potentially be a few people there. I think it is responsible for us to test ourselves beforehand. I know all of us are hoping to see the pandemic come to an end soon, and in the last few weeks with cases coming down, I think there was a sense of hope that things would improve before too long. Unfortunately, the pandemic is not ending soon. In some ways, this is perhaps the calm before the next storm. So we do have to brace ourselves for the Omicron wave. We have dealt with such waves before, and we can do it again. So let's press forward with resolve and solidarity and get through this coming wave together.